it's time we sort out a few of the boogeymen of today.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
In all honesty, the topic I'm going to talk about for just a few minutes on the beginning of this program today is one of those that I generally try to avoid if at all possible. I get a lot of email, regular U.S. mail, people that I know. We're talking not one or two. We're talking over the past couple of years, literally into the dozens, that have a concern about a topic, and they're quite worried. They read things, they see things, they hear things about it, and if left to their own devices, yeah, they're going to be very worried about some of the things that they think they know or believe. Let me, before I get into what it is, there are a lot of things we all need to be concerned about, and Christians in particular need to be very concerned about. And oftentimes when something else comes along to take our attention, we don't pay attention to the real problems that we're facing. I know that a few of you are going to get really upset, and you're going to be sending me an email or a letter saying, Bob, you don't know what you're talking about. I read this article. I saw this. This guy says. I'm going to talk about this topic only because I have a background in it. There are a lot of things we talk about that we do the best that we can. We talk about the virus. We talk about the pandemic. Now, am I a medical doctor? No, I worked in emergency management with medical doctors and other people that knew their stuff. And over time, not immediately, over time, I was able to come to a educated opinion that a lot of what we were doing made no sense. And it's been proven out over and over again that we've made, look at how many times the goalposts get moved. How often we're told one thing, then it's another, then it's another, then it's another. It all changes day to day. It seemed like every week it would change. Every month, big change. Well, masks don't work. Well, they do work. Well, it's patriotic. Well, they don't work. Yeah, they do work. Let's wear two. Hey, how about we wear three? Yet the cases are going down because we've gone back to the old standard of measuring a case. A test that's not insanely cycle tested or cycle threshold 35 or 37 times. Now we're getting back to real numbers below 20. And we're not counting every flu death as a COVID death. Of course, the numbers are going to come down. Like I say, before I get to my next topic, let me just toss this in. Somebody was saying we had 500,000 people die. How can you say some of the things that you do? Okay, well, we knew that through December, 400,000 in the United States. So just go look up, now that we're in the month of March, how many people died in the United States, how many were anticipated before the year began in 2020 to die based upon the aging of the baby boomers coming in to the population. You know, it's gone up a little bit every year because A, there's more of us, and B, we are also a bit of an older population, so it's not a huge number, but it's a noticeable number. Some years it's around 20,000, sometimes a little more. Well, if everything they were saying about the COVID-19 was true, there should be like 350,000 to 400,000 more people died last year than 2019. Well, I can tell you, and I'll give you the exact numbers probably on another broadcast this week, precise, but it's nowhere near that. Now, it's just a tiny fraction of the increase and not much above what they anticipated for the year. Though we did have more suicides and other strange deaths, a lot of suicides, in fact. So those numbers never stood up. So those are things we can talk about. But there is a topic that seems to, well, it seems to be an issue for many people, and they're believing a lot of stuff that is not correct. Now, it wasn't long ago that I shared with you my thoughts, and this is not the topic, but we'll get to it. And there's a reason I'm taking my time to get there. A lot of people were telling me, you got to follow Q. You got to follow Q. Good old QAnon. He's got it all figured out, whoever he may be. And for what, 3 years, I'm being told, hey, the new Q drop just came out. Look what they're saying. Well, here we are, three and a half years later, and I'm still waiting. I think a lot of people got, shall we say, played. A lot of people, it sounded like it might be right. It sounded like it came from an inside source. It sounded like something that came from somebody that knows the swamp. There are times I think it was misinformation put out there for people to grasp onto to make fools of themselves. You know, the enemy of our nation, the enemy of our churches and soul, will use that kind of things to discredit you and I or anybody else, to make our message not listened to or heard by those that need to hear that message. Unless you have spent the number of years that I have spent, and I'm not the ultimate expert, but trust me, I know those that know a lot even more than I do. I've worked in broadcast engineering since the 1970s. Now, I've not worked in every aspect of electronics, but I've gotten a good education in broadcast equipment, radio frequency spectrum, its effects, what it can and can't do, what is usable, what is feasible, what is, in, you know, just Buck Rogers in the 20-whatever century, 25th century, what the state of our art is today. And it seems that we have this boogeyman that comes up from time to time that scares a lot of people, and I get it. I can understand when you don't understand something and somebody makes a seemingly good-sounding case. And especially since we know that there are those that, you know, they believe in the Earth first mentality, and that we're nothing but a plague on the Earth, humankind, and we need less of us. And that's why I worry about how this pandemic has been used. That's why I'm concerned about an untested vaccine. A lot of people's opinions go farther than mine. That's okay. I have no desire to take it because to me it's untested. We don't know the long-term effect. And one of my biggest concerns is for younger people, will it affect their ability to have children? And we don't know. I can think of a lot of things outside of the far-fetched that are just as troubling. But getting back to the topic that I want to hit for a few minutes, not long. The real danger of 5G. I get a lot of emails, not just from one person or five. I mean, we're talking dozens of people over the years. And I'll see a lot of stuff in some of the social media. And I look at it and I'm going, this is not correct. You're misunderstanding some of what's being told and what is being done with 5G. You're hearing things like these super high frequencies being used and how it's going to be mind control. I've heard it all. I've read it all. And while there are a few things about no high frequency radiation we do know and a few things we probably should know more about, some of the, well, apocalyptic type scenarios that people are talking about with 5G mind control is utter nonsense, utter foolishness, and makes you look foolish. Now, I may lose a listener for saying that, and I'm sorry if I do, but listen to me carefully why. Number one, the super high frequencies are not so much a device of your phone. I'll tell you what they're used for in the grand scheme of a 5G infrastructure over the next several years. Most of the infrastructure, the new frequencies your phone can and will use, are the same ones they've been using with the addition of adjacent spectrum. Over the years, you may have not known this. Years ago, when the cell phone industry started, they didn't think that everybody and their kid brother was going to have a cell phone or two. That was not ever planned. The phone company never planned for that many phone numbers. That's why we have some really oddball area codes now. because we have so many telephone numbered devices that nobody would envision back in the 1990s. You know, my first mobile phone was a trunking system phone by Motorola in the 1980s, eventually replaced by a monstrous bag phone, which got replaced by my first, you know, flip phone that was not quite the size of a brick, but still pretty powerful and substantial. And over the years, it went from analog to digital, and now we're going into then we got to 3G and 4G. And all the G stands for is generation. It doesn't stand for anything else but first generation cell phone, second, third, fourth, and now fifth. And what's the biggest difference on the fifth generation compared to the fourth generation? In reality, not as much as you think. What they did a number of years ago, in order for 4G to come alive, they looked at some of the television spectrum used by UHF television. You know, the way back when, those first TV sets, you remember we had that channel 14 through 73. That's a lot of TV channels. You know, wow, we had basically channel 2 through 13. There used to be a channel 1, but the frequency was iffy, and it had other issues, and so they had to get rid of channel 1 because it would pick up all kinds of strange interference. So they just dropped it off, and we lopped off channel 1, and we kept channel 2 through 13 because everything was analog, and the channel 1s were given other channel numbers as TV came on. Channel 1, I'm just trying to remember what frequency it was. It was a lower number, and it was getting too close to, some of the old original FM band that was interfered with by the shortwave band. Just, you know, a bunch of stuff you don't need to really worry about. But we ended up for years with channel 2 through 13 in upper and lower VHF. Then we have this enormous spectrum that covered for channel 14 through channel 73. It goes way up. And they really believed back in the 1950s that there would be a real need for all those TV channels. They had allocations for all kind of communities. Well, by the time we got to the 90s, an incredible number of those TV stations were never built. Nobody wanted them. They were too expensive. You couldn't get a return on your investment. And so what do we do with the spectrum? Well, now we have a new industry called the cell phone industry. And they need some more channels. And some of their channels were already up near the upper part of the UHF band. So they just took a little slice of it. Channel, I think, if memory serves me, something like channel 62 to 73 or something like that. Maybe 60 to 73, whatever. A number of years ago was sliced off UHF. And everybody on UHF, during the time we made the digital transition in 2009... well, they moved to lower frequencies, which had several advantages. Number one, one of the problems as you get higher in frequency, it takes a lot more power to get the same mileage. Let me say that again, and any engineer you can talk to that's been around broadcast, I'm pushing 45 years, got a bunch of friends that are pushing 60 years of it. And even some young guys that are really into it, they really know their stuff. When you get a little higher in frequency, it takes more power. And if you don't believe me, some of those UHF TV channels back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s were running effective radiated powers in the millions with an M, millions of watts. Not thousands, millions. Millions of watts in an effort to make it past the horizon on a tall tower. And even then, sometimes the signals were just terrible. So they said, okay, we've got this part of the spectrum we can move off to the new cell phone industry. Besides, there was beginning to be trouble that a lot of cell sites, you only had so many channels, and sometimes you'd want to use your analog phone. You got that beep, beep, beep. In other words, you couldn't get a channel. So we gradually move things into the digital domain. which also allows more channels in the same space, kind of like the new TV. And so cell phones began to make this transition at the third generation to digital. And you had some analog backup and digital, and over time, and we got rid of all those because they were just taking up so much space just for a voice call. And so those channels were given, and what happened then, maybe you never even noticed it. In the early days of cell phone, there used to be a lot of towers that were 300 and even 400 or more feet. I can remember years ago, I was with a non-commercial FM radio station. We had this beautiful big tower, and a cell phone company came to us because it would be great for their big microwave dishes to connect cell site to cell site, and also their big antennas for reaching cell phones. And they needed to be up about 450 feet in order to do that. Well, over the years, they've redone that site, and some of those antennas are now gone. They've gone lower. Why? They added more towers. And why do you add more towers? To limit the coverage of each tower. Now, why would they want to limit the coverage, Bob? Easy. Because if each tower site can only handle so many people on the phone or using data, by getting more sites with less coverage, you can have more people connected to a site. So instead of everybody connected to site A, now they added eight more sites. Now they can have eight times the number of people. And they also can make telephones using far less power, giving them more, you know, talk and battery life. You know, people just take that for granted. That, you know, my original flip phone, it really put out some power. You had to pull up a little antenna for it to try to reach that tower a couple of miles away. Now we don't have those pull-up antennas, and the powers are lower. That's why we have a tower with low power closer to us to begin with. So what is 5G? What is the big secret about 5G that we need to understand? And this is why, you know, I've had at least five different people in the last 2 weeks raising the 5G question. And they're all quoting some of the same, somewhat correct, but when you look at it the way they try to draw conclusions, they become totally incorrect. So what is it? Well, a while back, the idea of, you know, everybody likes to use their telephone to do things like, you know, do their shopping online, their banking, maybe they're buying stuff, or they're going to social media, reading the news, whatever it is you do on your cell phone. The things you like to do on your cell phone. And you like the idea of basically having a handheld computer. I've been pointing out for a number of years that websites, especially church websites, need to be mobile friendly. Because if you have an old-style site, and I can't read the text, and if I try to blow it up, then I got to be scrolling left and right, I'm not going to read your site, because if I'm not in front of my computer, and I'm trying to get some information, and I can't read it, I'm gone. And so are 60% of other people that use the web. We become used to using our phones for what we use to use our computers for a lot of our little day-to-day activities. Now, there's some dangers in those, and I'll be getting to that in a few minutes. So what's the story? What is 5G then? Why the big deal? And here's the key. A while back, the FCC decided, you know, the way the UHF television band is being done, and we need to also open up some other stuff, why don't we repack all the TV channels? In other words, get them a little closer together and open up even more space. In other words, the channel, I think 50 to 60, whatever it was, that they were able to move some more people. And we will auction that off. And the money we raise will then pay to move the TV stations. And everybody gets repacked and redone. And everybody should come out a little bit better in the process. So companies like T-Mobile, they spent a lot of money to buy a tremendous amount of radio frequency real estate. That's all it is. And all that did, with it sitting right next to their existing stuff, it just made, I feel like I need a drum roll here, it just gave them the magic word you've probably heard before with your home internet. It gives them more bandwidth. Okay, so we start with greater bandwidth and wider channels. What does a wider channel do? It moves data faster. Now, step number two. There's some other frequencies your phone is already using and has been for years. The 2.5 and 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi at Flea Power. And we can also now add right between the two with some satellite spectrum that could be easily shifted around, and just above it at 3 gigs. So that just added for metropolitan areas a little bit of extra overflow room on something you've already got. So where's all the weird stuff? Well, there is none yet. So what does 5G do? Do they put all these things on existing towers? Not exactly. They're going to build a lot of small, low-powered mini sites that cover immediate little neighborhoods. Now, if you're out here in the boondocks where my wife and I live part of the year in Georgia, we don't even really have 4G here yet. And you can forget 5G. It's just not economically feasible to hit everybody in our town. They'd have to have little mini sites for like every house, and they're not going to pay that kind of money. So what you're going to have are two levels of 5G service where 5G will be available, and it won't be available everywhere. Believe me on that one. You're going to have speeds that are going to be vastly faster than what you had. Kind of like comparing old dial-up to a good DSL. Maybe even cable in some places. In other words, more bandwidth, and each little cell site only handling X number of phones instead of one trying to handle them all, which you can't do because you run out of channel space. So, if you've got, out there in the countryside, instead of the towers being miles apart, now they're a mile apart or a half a mile apart. You can increase the data to much higher speeds. Not super fast, but really fast in most areas. A lot of the suburbs, that's all you're going to get. In a more metropolitan area, you can put in a bunch of tiny itty-bitty sites up on telephone poles to reach out literally only hundreds of feet to connect people. And now they're going to get these incredible speeds like you get even better than a home internet. That's the secret of 5G. More bandwidth and sites and phones with lower power. But wait a minute, Bob. Everybody talks about this super high frequency weird stuff that can, control this or do that or do the other. If you're talking about the micromillimeter frequencies, there are a few facts that a lot of these articles keep leaving out. Yeah, I know Raytheon has been trying to come up with a crowd control device, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But it's not going to happen in a small box on a phone pole. It's not. And I'll explain in a moment before we go to the break. But I just want to kind of clear the air so you're not afraid. There are plenty of things to be concerned and afraid about. 5G is not my biggest from a mind control or what it's going to do to you. That's not the issue. I'll tell you what the danger of 5G is in just a moment. The real danger of 5G. And there is one. There is one that you need to be aware and you need to understand. I'll give that in just a second, so hang in here. Those super high frequencies, they cannot penetrate inside of a house from the outside. They're not going to get through a wall or a window. You can stop them with leaves and paper. They're not going to make it through. They just aren't. And they attenuate in power so rapidly, the resistance of air molecules decimates them very quickly. They're really Now, they might be usable to communicate in outer space, but they're just not suitable in the Earth's atmosphere. The higher you go, the worse it gets. But still, we need some kind of way to connect these cell sites that you have a lot of in a city. So those micrometer bands are great because you can have a tiny antenna aimed specifically at the next site down the road, and those two little things talk to each other with a signal minuscule and above your head that is pinpointed, almost like, I hate to use this term, I don't want to confuse you, but it's almost like a laser beam aimed at the next little itty-bitty dish. And I mean an itty-bitty. And there they can move gigabytes of data instantaneously from little cell site that has, I don't know, so many hundreds connected to another little cell site with hundreds connected. And instead of running a fiber optic physically to each one in a metro area, they run it to one and then they can extend it to a bunch of other ones. This idea that our phones are going to somehow run at 23 or 50 or 90 gigs, if you put a decorative case on your phone, you're going to block the signal. It's not going to get through your walls. And this is where people are making the mistake. They're picking up, and there's a lot of articles that make that claim, and I'm going, you don't know what you're talking about. There are ham radio operators that have been experimenting with these frequencies for decades, trying to find a useful service. Yeah, there's some of that spectrum given to ham guys, and trying to find a suitable use for it has been a problem. Now, what about crowd control devices? Yeah, companies like Raytheon have played with some of this stuff. It's rather expensive, and anything that works more than a few feet away costs, well, it's going to take 75,000 watts to get like 100 feet. Takes a unit the size of a truck. That's not that little cell site that's going to be on a little tower. And here's something else. If all this mind control and everything else was such a real thing because of 5G, you think the elites that love 5G would be pushing it because they're going to be walking around and living in the same radio frequency field as you and I? They can't escape it. So, let me conclude this. Like I say, I may have lost some of you as listeners for good. I hope I didn't. I hope you're not quite afraid. Let me tell you, there is a real danger to 5G. A very, very dangerous thing if you're not careful. See, 5G can move a lot of data. 5G gives us all more bandwidth. How many people have heard of a term called the Internet of Things? The Internet of Things. I almost laughed years ago when somebody said I could buy a toaster that connects to the internet. It's like, what do I need a toaster to? I mean, I'm serious. I laughed at it. And yes, there is such a thing as a toaster that connects to the internet. We have all kind of devices now that connect to the internet. At our home in Georgia, we're away for extended periods, and it is a little bit isolated. We have two sets of cameras, one for indoors, one for outdoors. The outdoor cameras are the only ones we keep connected. They're the places where literally bears and bad people would come trying to get toward or into the house. The ones inside are on their own private little non-internet hooked up hub that remains turned off when we're here. The cameras remain unpowered when we're here. We don't do anything with them until we leave. Then those cameras are energized and connected, and they're gonna do nothing. People can snoop at them, but what are they gonna see? Nothing. No people. No activity. That's for our peace of mind, for security. See, the problem with 5G is not that it's going to be a ray gun, not that it's going to mind control people like zombies. It's how much of your life you're going to be willing to let everybody snoop in and know about. It's going to make banking faster. It's going to make everything faster. It'll move us cashless faster, especially in a bigger city. That's your real danger, is more things that are a part of our life that become connected to the World Wide Web. And here's the real danger. I'm gonna put this in the middle of this, because it's not so much that you've got a device connected to the internet. It's what company provided that device and what permissions you gave it. How many of you people use Gmail? You know, even Yahoo to a lesser extent, but we're going to go with Gmail. When we get back, we need to take a break real quick. When we get back, see, 5G is nothing more than we took a, you know, dirt road, made it eventually a graveled road, then a two-lane paved road, and now we're making it a six-lane highway. That's all we have really done with 5G. That's it. We're not doing anything really new in our technology, because digital is digital is digital. It's not a death ray. It's not a ray gun. It's not there to put mind control on you. It's there to make money from you. And I read some of these publications who on many topics get so many things right, and then they jump into this one and get it so wrong. Sometimes I wonder if that misinformation is put out there just to embarrass us when we find out, man, we got that one wrong, didn't we?
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Standing against the gods. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Now, the children of Israel were not only called to stand for God, but against the gods. They were surrounded by the gods of the nations, Baal, Marduk, Zeus, Ashtoreth. They were called to stand against them. So also the first believers in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, they were born again into a world of gods and mystery religions, Jupiter, Dionysus, Mithra, even Caesar. And they too were called not only to stand for God and Messiah, but to take their stand against the gods. And because of this, they went to the lions. So you too, if you're born again, you're a child of Israel in spirit and a follower of Messiah. And therefore, it's not enough for you to stand for God. You also have to stand against the gods. Maybe you didn't know that in the modern age, the world is filled with gods, but it is. The world you were born again into is filled with gods and people who worship them and serve them. The god of money, the god of greed, the god of status, the god of materialism, the god of carnality and lust, the god of alcohol and drugs, the god of communism, the god of television, the god of music, the god of pornography, the god of abortion, the god of the entertainment industry, the god of political correctness, and a whole pantheon of other gods. You can't stay on the fence or you'll be swept away. You have to be strong, you have to be clear, and you have to take your stand against it. Like Moses and the gods of Egypt, like Elijah and the prophets of Baal, like Daniel in the courts of Babylon, take your stand, my friend. Be strong, be sure, be absolute, be pure, be immovable, and take your stand against the gods. Want more? Ask for The Lord Shall Be One. Now imagine being plugged into a special line that lets you in on future events, the news behind the news, biblical prophecy, updates on Israel, and what you need to know as an end-time believer, plus teachings and strength for every day of your week, and the incredible mystery of the temple doors. You'll love it. All free. How do you get all these free gifts? Easy. Just remember Jesus' Hebrew name, Yeshua, and dial it. It's all you do. But do it now. Dial 1-800-YESHUA-1. You'll be so blessed, but call now. 1-800-YESHUA-1. Now I invite you to join with me in reaching the unreached peoples of the world in the most incredible way, from Moscow to Madagascar to Jerusalem. Just call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Or write me direct, The Nice Jewish Boy at Box 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, 07644. It's The Nice Jewish Boy, it's Box 1111. It's Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, and the zip is 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying Shalom Aleichem. Peace be to you, my friend, in Messiah, Ben Elohim, the Son of God.
Is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
I want to welcome you back to the second part of our program, Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. You know, I was thinking during the break, I wonder if in that first half, how many listeners I've lost that may never listen to me again because they are going to disagree with me about the technology I just shared, because they believe, or somebody told them, or they read in one of those online news places that, Bob, you don't know what you're talking about. It's really a death ray. It's gonna run you. It's gonna control your brain, man. Don't you get it? I've been doing this for almost 50 years. If I thought for 1 second there was even the possibility, even the possibility of this thing being a mic, you know what's going to control your mind? It's going to be Google. It's going to be Facebook. It's Twitter. It's not the platform that delivers it to your hand. You're chasing the wrong thing. And I know I've got a few people upset, but think about this. It's not the platform. It's what you're doing with that platform. How much of your life are you putting in there? I want to thank those that have made this program possible. Here we are, the beginning of a brand new month, the month of March. And there are a lot of topics we're going to talk about this month. We'll talk about some of the current events, like how they're playing with the pandemic numbers. They're pretty obvious now. That's what's scary, because they don't think you notice. I mean, they really don't. They just throw terms out there, and 90% of the people just buy what they hear and they keep moving on. A number of you are clever enough to say the numbers don't add up. That's what got me started last year. The numbers didn't add up. This is basic, I don't know, third grade math. The numbers didn't add up. That's why I realized that American people are so easy to be deceived, because we just do things in sound bites. Or we depend on one or two news sources that we think we can trust. And then others steer us to things. Look, there's some wonderful sources that I read every day. I'm not going to tell you who they are, because I also catch them passing along information that ends up coming up a bit short. They try. You know, you can't be an expert on everything. And so those that make their reports, they do their best. And oftentimes on certain topics, they end up being wrong. But they also, many times, as we've seen over the past year, they've been right on it. And so part of my job is to sort through all of this noise. Will I be 100% on target? I told you last week, probably not. There'll be times that I miss. And I don't want you to be falling for a trap. And a lot of you are. And that's why I did what I did in the first half of the program. You're being afraid sometimes of the wrong thing, and you're not realizing that the thing you need to be afraid of is right there, and it's 4G or 3G iteration right in front of you, or on your tablet, or on your computer, or your laptop. It's there all the time. I want to thank those that have made this program possible. I'm just going to take a moment to thank you, because we're able to get into this month of March with everything being sent out to the radio stations that are currently airing us to keep us on the air this month. And I'm thankful. And if you want to be a part of that and keep this message going out, would you consider even a small little gift to help? I don't get paid. I don't need to. I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to make this a business. It's not. It's what God has laid on my heart to share with you. And I really believe in truth more than anything else. And that's why, look, I went through this whole thing, and I know a lot of you that are my regular listeners hear other programs that say different than what I just told you. But how many of them are broadcast engineers by trade? I am. And that's why when I hear this, I'm going, do you even know what you're talking about? That's why I get upset. I love you too much, all of you, even those that disagree. There are plenty of things we need to worry about. The cancel culture is number one on my list right now. Because, see, the cancel culture is going to come for you. If you have conservative thoughts or traditional values, the cancel culture is coming for you. They want you in submission. They want to know everything about you. That's the danger of 5G. Whatever information you put out there. Look, the day's coming that companies that, you know, like Samsung and LG are going to have these wonderful refrigerators that are going to read the coating on your food, and they'll let you know when something's running low. Well, that's great. Hey, Bob, you're running low on milk, or, you know, you normally get another pound of this. You're running low. Well, that's wonderful. Except who else does it tell? Amazon? The grocery store? Is it anybody's business, really, at Amazon, to know what I got in my refrigerator I may have bought somewhere else? See, those are the dangers of today's technology. It's how much we just willingly throw out there without thinking twice about it. And the younger a person is, the less they think about it. You know, young people today in their 20s, they've had these devices so long, they don't give putting information like their phone number, their email address. They just throw it out there. Then they wonder why they got so much junk mail or so many, you know, sales calls on their phone. They don't read the fine print. If you want to help this ministry, you can always go to our website, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. And if you want to, and many people have, I've got some mail to get out this week too, some thank you notes. I try to do that, to keep us on the air. Our mailing address in Georgia, 21 Berkshire, BERKSHIRE, 21 Berkshire Lane. And we are in Sky Valley. Two words, Sky Valley, Georgia, zip code 30537. That is 21 Berkshire Lane. Then add the number 263. That's our secure. People have worried about that. It is secure. Box in Sky Valley. And the zip code here is 30537. And I want to thank you in advance for keeping us going. Like I say, we got to be careful about how we get into our spiritual warfare these days. If we're busy chasing the wrong thing, we're not dealing with the one we should. And I think that's one of the greatest enemies, one of the greatest tools of the enemy is diversion. I mean, anybody that ever, you know, in warfare, they, you know, diversion is a great and worthwhile tactic. While you're looking here, they're doing this over there. One of the letters that I got last week, it's actually an email, came after the Friday program, Friday and Weekend Edition, talking about the fact that I played a piece of music, and I'll probably play it again this week. One of the most important things about this program, it's not just giving you this, you know, information to try to sort out the noise and the nonsense from the fact. We gotta separate fact from fiction. If you don't believe it, look how the left has used what happened on January 6th in Washington. The insurgency, the attempted takeover, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying that I almost died and she's in a building miles away. They used that. And they also used the death of a Capitol Hill police officer. How many of you remember the narrative Once again, this is where we get back into the aspect of truth. Truth. How many remember the narrative? It was on CNN and the New York Times said it. Everybody regurgitated it. Even Fox News did. A Capitol police officer was killed when he was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. You remember that? And you didn't hear anything about that story. All you heard was a narrative. Five people died because of that insurrection at the Capitol. And five people died. And one was a Capitol police officer who was beaten by the Trump supporters with a fire extinguisher. Turns out he was not beaten with a fire extinguisher at all. Matter of fact, he went back to his office that evening, talked to his brother. He died the next day of what may be a stroke. You notice that he was cremated pretty quick. So they had him in the Capitol Rotunda just days before the impeachment trial. This was all staged to deceive you. And nobody's been arrested. This is the Capitol building. You think they might have a camera or two? To have seen that? Probably the most secure building in the world? The Capitol building? You're going to tell me that a bunch of people broke in and killed somebody with a fire extinguisher and there's no video from anybody? Zero. If you expect me to believe that, I have some oceanfront property in Arizona. It's for sale right now. $10 an acre. Oceanfront. It was all optics. And this is the game that is played against you and I, the optics game. Mean people, the Trump supporters, he must be impeached, he must be crushed, he must be arrested, investigated, and destroyed. They do that because they're scared to death of honorable people finding out the scam they've been running for decades. Eisenhower said it best, beware of the military-industrial complex. And now we have these people that are so in love with the earth that hate God. They worship the creation. Sorry, but they do. And they've been given to a reprobate mind. Maybe we should get rid of a big part of the population. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I am a little concerned about this vaccine. We don't know the long-term effects. And I'm trying to figure out who might. Yeah, you see? There are some things to be concerned about, or at least question, if nothing more. That's my point. That's why I do this program. And yeah, we'll get into these topics, but something that's really been on my heart and my mind. And I don't know where tomorrow's program or Wednesday or Thursday or whatever is going to go. But I do know one thing for sure. And I've thought about this really hard. And I've prayed about it. And I wake up in the middle of the night. This program is not so much to give you the kind of stuff that you can find from a lot of sources on the internet or from other programs on shortwave radio. Some of them are even more sensational than I ever could hope to be. That's not my point. I want to be accurate, and I don't want you deceived. That's where I try to differ. I'm not here trying to feather my nest and add to my retirement. I'm not doing that here. I don't need to. It's not why I do the radio program. Is to give you some truth. And the truth is the cancel culture is far more dangerous to you and I. This has gone into the reprobate mind status of insanity. Mr. Potato Head or this, that, or the other. And I know I'm sure some will be end up being nothing more than marketing stunts. But overall, we are trying to erase history and bury it, is the best way to put it. We're trying to make us forget the past. Young people today, like I said earlier, they just get everything off their phone. That's where their life is. They've got all their life in the phone, and with 5G, they're going to have all of their life and their doctor records and everything else. and everything they spend when they go to McDonald's buying bad food for themselves. It's going to be just shared with Google, and Google will sell it to whoever will pay the price. That's your danger. And then there are those that would like to see less of us in this world because, don't you know, we're causing global warming. Yeah, they try to call it climate change because they all know it's a fraud. We had that big winter storm because of climate change. I thought it was global warming. Of course, in 1970, it was going to be the Ice Age. Maybe after, I don't know, 47 years, maybe after 51 years or whatever, 52 years, maybe the Ice Age is here now. The people that tout this stuff are nothing but earth. They worship the creation, and they have rejected and cursed the Creator. Let me say that again. And, oh, what about Nadler? Did you see that last week? When somebody talked about God, whatever God says has no bearing on in this place, in this Congress. Mr. Nadler, I'm going to remind you of something. God is not mocked. You can mock him all you want. But in the end, God will not be mocked. These arrogant, self-indulged, important thinking politicians that dare curse out God and call him out. You know, I don't worry too much about some of the evil that these people can do. Because I also know that God is still in charge. God is still in control. And God will not be mocked. But as that individual had said before, he was moved by a song that I played, and I appreciate that. It was one that just hit me. I liked it, and I thought, you know, I'm going to share it today. I'm going to share a lot about Jesus this week and a lot about our faith this week, and we're going to stop fearing every little thing. We're not here to fear every new age or under a rock. We're here to proclaim Jesus Christ, and he is victorious. He's bigger than 5G. I'll put it that way. He's bigger than Google. He's bigger than Apple. He's bigger than Samsung. He's bigger than all of them combined. He's bigger than all our problems because he's bigger than everything.
Bigger than
To me, God is bigger than anything. And people that are Christians, so many of them are afraid of everything. They're afraid of the enemy. They're afraid of the changing times. They're afraid of the things that are coming. They're afraid of it all. And the reason I do this program is to get you away from fear. And also to stop being afraid of the things you really don't need to be afraid about. The cancel culture you need to aggressively resist. Those that can tell your church to, you got to shut down because of a virus. Yeah, you know, a virus. That's the big worry. They can use a virus and make you afraid to go to church or threaten you. I can remember one of the silliest things I ever saw last year. You know, right after we started the 15 days to flatten the curve, this church in, of all places, Kentucky. Last place I would have believed, but in Kentucky. They wanted to gather to worship, and they were going to stay in their own cars in a parking lot with the windows closed. And you had officials of that city, these just evil officials, try to shut it down. You can't worship because we in power said you can't, and the police are going to fine you $500 a car. Well, that didn't stand up in court. But you see the kind of power that little dictators get, even in small towns, when given any political power. And then we see it at the higher levels, like, you know, good old, you know, I call him St. Andrew Cuomo the Pious in New York, putting people that were infected back into nursing homes and now lying about it. See, he's one of the heroes, don't you know, way back when. We need to do it more like Andy Cuomo. There are a lot of things we need to be dealing with and talking about. And during the month, we're going to talk about a lot of things on this program. It is going to still be Truth to Ponder. And yeah, I am worried about the rollout of the vaccine. I really am. Do I fully buy into some of the things that people talk about? Not always. And I'm still trying to do my research, because I'll hear things that may sound possible, but the more I learn, they're not near as possible as maybe we were led to believe to begin with. But that's all right. Let's share these ideas. Let's talk about them. Let's put them out in the open. And if there's something wrong, let's correct the record. That's what I want to do. But I also want to empower you and the church to be ready for the things that are to come and to build that relationship with Jesus Christ. We'll talk about that a lot this week, too, and also how to witness your faith, how to be ready to worship when you can't use your building all the time. If you believe in what we're doing, why not drop me a card or letter, or maybe you can even help out a little bit. If you write a check, make it out to Ancient Word Radio. You can send it to 21 Berkshire Lane, number 263, 21 Berkshire, Berkshire Lane, number 263, Sky Valley, Georgia, zip code 30537.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.